6:30 tonight, Jez Nelson introduces this week's Jazz on Three. But now, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, here's Lucy Duran to present the second of this evening's proms.
Good evening and welcome to this late night prom, broadcast live on BBC Radio 3, dedicated to the music of Iraq. I'm Lucy Duran. Thank you. I'm Lucy Duran and I present the weekly programme World Roots. For 10 years, we've been travelling around the world to record the most fascinating and exquisite traditional music, sometimes in very remote locations. Sometimes you have to go to that very spot to hear that music. So organically connected is it with the land. But on the other hand, sometimes it's the other way around. You cannot go to that place because it's too dangerous, or maybe even you won't find any music at all there. You have to look amongst the communities who live abroad or in exile to find it. One constant in all of this is how music plays such an important role in keeping people's spirits up, always renewing that special bond they have with the landscape of their origin. Now, World Roots has launched a new project, the World Roots Academy. It's a mentoring scheme to put an established artist together with a young up-and-coming musician, both from the same musical culture. The idea is to foster new talent and give him or her the opportunity to study the roots of that tradition at first hand. For this first year, we've chosen the music of Iraq with two wonderful musicians as mentor and protege who are Iraqi in origin, though both live in exile. One is a veteran singer-guitarist living in Jordan, the other a young oud player living in London. And it's been quite a journey, because there's not one but 1,000 Iraqi musics, ranging from old regional folk song to the classical system of makam that Iran shares with its neighbor, that Iraq shares with its neighbors, including Iran. We'll be enjoying some of this diversity tonight. Later on, I'll be introducing the brilliant protege of this year's World Roots Academy, Kayam Alami. But first, let's welcome on stage 8 superb musicians for a feast of Iraqi song with Ilham al-Madfai.
Thank you. sailor and a June with sail. When the earth is far to each other, Malak Shalabara, Hatanama get done. There's a good sailing way. Don't be sure I was. Find have I been heard. And the sly book in all. But I'm on my soul. عليك صوان شمو خطار عندنا الفار عليك صوان شمو
Thank you.
Ilham Al-Madfai. Ilham Al-Madfai and his ensemble with two Iraqi songs, Khutar, which was composed by Ustaz Ilham, apparently known as his signature tune, and Bain El Asir, which is a popular folk song from Iraq. And they'll be back later on with more music from Iraq in this special BBC Radio 3 World Roots Academy Prom broadcast live on Radio 3. Well, as mentioned earlier, the World Roots Academy is a new project to foster talent and to showcase lesser-known or endangered musical traditions. And we're very fortunate indeed to have Ustaz Ilham as our first mentor. Well, now I'd like to introduce the protege of this scheme, Khayyam Alami. He's 29 and he lives in London, and I'm sure he won't mind if I say that he is a true Londoner. Interestingly enough, it's here that he began his studies of the oud as part of his exploration into his own Iraqi roots. Khayyam's parents are from Iraq, and he was born in Damascus, where he lived until he was 9 years old before moving to the UK. The oud is the Middle Eastern lute, and many of its best-known players from the 20th century came from Iraq. It's a classical instrument. In its present form, it dates back at least 1,000 years. It has a pear-shaped belly and no frets, which allows it to play those famous Middle Eastern quarter tones. Khayyam's particular interest is in the classical Arabic modal system known as maqam. Tonight, he'll play improvisations based on three specifically Iraqi maqamat, al-khanabat, segga, and finally, dasht. And he'll make references to Turkish, Iranian, and Kurdish regional traditions. He's joined by the percussionist Andrea Piccioni, who will feature several Iraqi rhythms played on frame drums. So please, a very warm welcome to Khayyam Alami.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kaya Malami, the protege in this first year of the Radio 3 World Roots Academy project, live on BBC Radio 3 at the Royal Albert Hall in London, playing the oud, the Middle Eastern fretless lute. Andrea Piccioni was on frame drums at this late night prom devoted to the music of Iraq. And as you can probably tell, there's a large and very appreciative audience here tonight. Kayam was improvising within the structure of makam, the classical music of the Arabic-speaking world, and he used three Iraqi makamat, makam al-Hanabat, makam Sega, and makam Dasht, featuring various Iraqi rhythms, including Yugrug, which is a 12-4 rhythm, Asha, which is a 2-4 rhythm, and then two very special Iraqi rhythms, Georgina, which is a 10-16 rhythm, and Shobi. And you could probably tell that the audience, some of the audience at least here, was familiar with those rhythms. And he also made reference to Kurdish and Iranian traditions, where the makam Dasht is also performed. Well, shortly we're going to be joined again on stage by the singer-guitarist Ilham Al-Madfai, whom we heard at the start of the program. Certainly one of Iraq's best known and most beloved singers, someone who revolutionized Iraqi folk music back in the 60s, and he's been at the top of his field ever since. He lives in Jordan, and he is the mentor of the World Roots Academy scheme. He will be coming out shortly to join Kayam Alami for two of Ustad Ilham's best-known songs. One of them is Fog El Nakal. You can hear Ilham is coming on stage right now. Fog El Nakal, which is an uplifting and much beloved Iraqi folk song about the iconic palm tree. But first of all, they're going to do Ilham's very beautiful song, Baghdad, which he composed in honor of his native city.
نسيت عتابي مدي بساطي واملي اكوابي وانسي العتاب فقد نسيت عتابي عيناك يا بغداد من شمسان نايمتان في اهدابي عيناك يا بغداد منذ طفولتي شمسان نايمتان في اهدابي شرابي بغداد جئتك كالسفينة متعبة أخفي جراحاتي وراء ثيابي بغداد وجيتك كل سفينة متعبة أخفي جراحاتي وراء ثيابي وهبطك العصفور ليقصد عشو والفجر عرس ماذن وقبابي وهبطك العصفور ليقصد عشو والفجر عرس ماذن وقبابي بغداد طيرت على حرير عباءتي وعلى ضفائر زينب وربابي بغداد طرت على حرير عباءتي وعلى ضفائر زينب وربابي لا تظلمي وترى الربابة في يدي فالشوق أكبر من يدي وربابي لا تظلمي وترى الربابة في يدي فالشوق أكبر من يدي وربابي ماذا سأكتب عنك في كتبي الهوى فهواك لا يكفي ألف كتاب ماذا سأكتب عنك في كتبي الهوى فهواك لا يكفي ألف كتاب فوقنا خوف يا بنت فوقنا خوف مدي لمع خوف
Ilham Al-Mafai and Hayam Alami, mentor and protege in this year's World Roots Academy, dedicated to the music of Iraq. Live on BBC Radio 3 at this late night prom from the Royal Albert Hall in London. They were playing together for the first time in public two cherished songs from Ustad Ilham's repertoire. The first was Baghdad, a moving tribute by Ilham to his native city, and then we heard Fog El Nahal, a folk song that clearly many people in the audience knew and were clapping along to very happily. Well, now Ilham Al-Madfaid's band is back on stage, seven musicians on Middle Eastern percussion, on kanun, the plucked zither, on the oud. This time it's played by Omar Bashir, who's son of the late great Iraqi oud player Munir Bashir. And they are rejoining Ustad Ilham for three more of those special Iraqi folk songs that have made him one of the Middle East's most beloved singers.
يا محمد بو يا محمد جلدي ليش تتعمل يا محمد بو يا محمد جلدي ليش تتعمل
تشلتل علي رمان تشلتل علي رمان والنوم في زعلي هذا الحلو ما اريده وديني لهلي
شل شل علي يا مرمان نومي في زعلي هذا حلو مريدة وارجوني لالي هذا حلو مريدة وارجوني لالي شل شل علي يا مرمان نومي
الإنسان. يضربني طول الليل بالخيزرانة، يضربني طول الليل بالخيزرانة، روح اسأله الجيران انا شو مسوي انا. يضربني طول الليل انا بالخيزران، روح اسال جيران انا شو مسوي انا، روح اسال كل جيران شو مسوي انا. يضربني
Three Iraqi folk songs by Ilham Al-Matfai and his ensemble here at the Royal Albert Hall at the late night prom dedicated to the music of Iraq. They have just been joined on stage again with Khayyam Alami, the young London-based oud player and the protege of the World Roots Academy scheme. And they have time for one encore. Ilham Al-Matfai with his ensemble at the Albert Hall.
مالي شغل بالسوق مالي شغل بالسوق مريت اشوفك عطشان حفنا سنين وربع اشوفك Thank you.
عشان حطم سنين واروع على شوق عشان حطم سنين واروع على شوق عشان حطم سنين واروع على شوق عشان حطم سنين واروع على
Hada Munsaf Mina, performed by Ilham Al-Madfai with his ensemble together with Kayam Alami, getting the audience up on their feet and dancing and clapping along. Well, that's all we have time for here at the Royal Albert Hall at this special late night World Roots Academy prom with music from Iraq. Ilham Al-Madfai and Kayam Alami are taking a final bow as they go off stage at the end of this celebration of old and new talent in Iraqi music. And now I hand you back to Broadcasting House.
Thank you, Lucy. That was Lucy Duran presenting tonight's Late Night Prom live from the Royal Albert Hall. And as ever, you can hear it again anytime you like over the next 7 days by going to the website and clicking on the Listen Again link. That's at bbc.co.uk/radio3. And if you'd like to submit a review of this concert or indeed any others in the series, you can do that online too. That's at the Proms website, bbc.co.uk/proms, and then click on Share.
Live from the Royal Albert Hall, an evening of otherworldly soundscapes at the BBC Proms. Thomas Dausgaard conducts the Danish National Orchestra and Choirs in a concert that traverses the ethereal heights of Ligeti's Lux Aeterna and the UK premiere of an extraordinary work, Music of the Spheres, by maverick Danish composer Ruth Longor. And the concert ends with Sibelius's Symphony No. 5. Join me, Andrew McGregor, as the BBC Proms continue this Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, we've another visit to the Royal Albert Hall before that one on Wednesday. Of course, we'll be there live tomorrow night at 7:30 when Ingo Metzmacher will be conducting the Deutsches Symphonieorchester from Berlin in music by Schrecker, the violin concerto by Korngold, that's played by Leonidas Kavakos, and after the interval, Mahler's 7th Symphony. That's tomorrow night's live prom, presented by Susie Klein at 7:30. And meanwhile, in the afternoon, you've another chance to hear last Thursday evening's prom, which was given by Valery Gergiev and the World Orchestra for Peace. Not one Mahler symphony, but two, Symphonies numbers 4 and 5. So if you're a Mahler fan today, tomorrow, I should say, is the day to be tuning in to BBC Radio 3. Well, looking ahead to 1 o'clock tonight, when Jonathan Swain will be taking us through the night with music, beginning with a selection of piano music by Liszt. That's followed by Wagner. That's from 1 o'clock. And that's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, digital radio and online. It's a little after 11:30 now, and time for this week's edition of Jazz on 3, presented by Jez Nelson. And this week, jazz is out and about in the capital.
Soho in the West End of London. These days, maybe it's a little less edgy than at times in its legendary louche past, but it is still the capital's entertainment epicentre. It's a Monday evening and there are loads of people milling about in search of a good time. Now, it's expensive to run a venue around here and there's huge competition. Give people something safe and familiar, that's one option. Like here at the Prince Edward Theatre, where they've repackaged Frankie Valli's Poppets into a successful musical called Jersey Boys. And that's where I'm going tonight. Not really. But as I just walk around the corner here until we move into Frith Street, I see that venerable jazz institution, Ronnie Scott's, has just celebrated its half century. And I'm here tonight to present a special Jazz on 3 curated night for the club's second British Jazz Festival. Now, in its early days, of course, domestic jazz was what Ronnie's was all about. But for decades now, the UK players, with a few star name exceptions, I've usually had to play second fiddle to big box office visiting US stars. So I guess the innovation of a two-week British Jazz Festival last year felt like a real watershed moment. A significant recognition that homegrown music could cut it, not just artistically, we all knew that, but commercially as well. Ronnie's is, after all, a business. They need to put bums, often ample tourist ones, onto seats. The fact that they're doing this festival for a second year is proof that I guess it must have worked. Well, by the time you hear this programme, there will already have been gigs from Phronesis, Django Bates and Jason Rebello. Still to come, Colin Towns, Mike Westbrook, Trio VD and the London Improvisers Orchestra. Tonight, though, we're here to capture two newish projects incorporating three generations of British jazz talent. Coming up in the second half of the programme, Neon, a cracking quartet featuring Stan Saltzman, Jim Hart, Tim Giles and Kit Downs. But first of all, what should be a sublime duo, piano maestro John Taylor and sometime loose tube saxophonist Julian Arguelles. And I'm just heading inside now to introduce them from the stage. Hello, everyone. Welcome down to Ronnie Scott's. Chatting to Julian earlier, he was telling me that one of the first ever times that he met John, he was just 17, and he woke up to find one of his great heroes having breakfast in his kitchen. And John had actually stayed over the night before, having played a gig with Julian's elder drum-playing brother, Steve. And after that, John and Julian got to know each other on Kenny Wheeler's 60th birthday tour, and then John played on Julian's debut album back in 1990. Well, 20 years on from that, their musical relationship endures, and they're here to play for us tonight at Ronnie's. Please welcome Julian Arguelles and John Taylor.
Thank you very much, and a very good evening. It's a real pleasure to be playing again at Ronnie's. It must be nearly 20 years since I played here. My God. It's a great pleasure tonight to be here, and particularly to be playing with this wonderful partner of mine here, Julian Arguelles. Those last two pieces were originals, and the first one was called Ambleside, which is that lovely town in the Lake District, or on the edge of the Lake District. And the last one was called Between Moons. We'd like to finish our set with another of Julian's pieces, and this one's entitled Phaedrus. Mm-hmm.